In the first reading today, we hear about the praise of God for all that he does to free souls. Frees us, he says, from persecution, from people who lie about us, from the difficulties and troubles. And yet, at the same time, we have this reading on the feast day of a martyr. And it would seem on the surface that therefore this doesn't make sense. God obviously didn't deliver her from all of these sufferings. But indeed he did. Not necessarily the way we think that it ought to happen, because we think that what it means is that God's just going to wipe these people out. He's going to make sure that nobody ever lies about me, nobody ever treats me badly. That's not what it means at all. But rather what it means is that God is going to raise us up through these things and ultimately completely free us. Ultimately meaning all of us are going to have to die and we get to go to heaven, provided we remain faithful to the end. That's the ultimate freedom from all these things. But even in this time, we have to look at what God does. He does bring us through these. All of us can look back over our lives and we can see that God has allowed painful things to happen in our lives. Maybe people have lied about you. Maybe people have treated you badly. Maybe they've rejected you. Maybe they've tried to destroy you, whatever it may be. And God allowed those things to happen. And then he brought you through it. And when you look back at those things, you will see in your life that there are one of two ways that you've dealt with it. Either you are going to be really, really bitter and angry and hateful because of these things, or you're going to find that there is a much deeper sense of peace because you've been purified by them. And so what God did is to free you actually from the shackles of your own sinfulness by taking that stuff away, by helping us to be at peace, to help us to learn to forgive, to help us to not be bitter on the inside. That's not easy. And the only way that we learn these things is to go through them. So again, we could look at it and say, but if it means that God's just going to take all these things away so that nothing happens in my life, then let's stop and think about what that means. That means I will not grow in virtue at all, because I have no means to grow in virtue. It's like that little thing that says, Lord, thank you so much for helping me that so far today I've not been angry with anyone, I've not been proud, I've not treated anyone uncharitably, I've not been impatient, but I'm just about to get out of bed now and I need your help. Well, yeah, as long as there's nobody around to test us, to try us, oh boy, we can think we are the most virtuous people in the world. But as soon as somebody's there, we find out that maybe we're not so patient, or maybe we're not so charitable, or maybe we're not so kind, or maybe we don't trust God the way we should, or whatever it is, you fill in the blank. Blanks, if you're like me. I mean, there are a whole bunch of them. You need a notebook. And so all these things need to happen in order to help us to grow in virtue. And so that's how God raises us up. He lifts us not from the fact that somebody would calumniate us or treat us badly, but rather he lifts us up above it by going through it. It's the only way that we learn. And so in his mercy, he allows this. It doesn't feel very merciful when you're going through it. But after you've been through it, you recognize what a gift. And that's what we have to see. Because God, again, doesn't just want us to be good. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be saints. And most of us, let's admit it, are more than willing to settle for mediocrity. God's not interested in being mediocre. He said, be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Yeah, mediocrity is not going to get anyone into heaven. And unfortunately, that's where most of us would stay if we were given the opportunity. So God, because he is so merciful, because he loves us so much, doesn't give us that opportunity. So he gives us plenty of opportunities to grow, to be able to learn, to be able to develop virtue. And so when we see the martyrs, then we recognize, yes, God raised them. He freed them from the greatest of all of these things. He freed them from death. But we also have to remember the old saying that before you can die the death of a martyr, you have to live the life of a martyr. So they didn't suddenly become great martyrs and great saints because one act that they did. God prepared them for that day. And he filled them with such love, with such virtue, that they were able to accept and embrace the suffering and ultimately the death that they endured. That's what he's doing with us too. Maybe we're not going to be martyrs. Maybe we will, but maybe we won't. Doesn't matter. We're all going to die one day. And we're all going to stand before the Lord for judgment. And we're all going to live for eternity. And there are only two options of where that's going to be. And that is the moment where we will recognize just not only how much God has been merciful, but how much he loves us by allowing us to go through all of these horrible things that we go through in this life, because it will have prepared us for that one moment when we will stand before the Lord and hopefully hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into your master's rest. Hopefully he's not going to say, another one who's lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. That's not what we want to be hearing. So if we can learn to trust, and if we can learn to cooperate, we can grow in virtue. Yes, God will free us from all those external things. The most important thing is he's freeing us from the internal things, the problems within ourselves that are holding us down, the vices that get in the way. He wants virtue, and that's what he's giving us the opportunity to do. So he does indeed free us from all of these things. But he frees us not from simply taking them away or not allowing them to happen, but he frees us by going through them. And when we have learned what we need to learn and we have grown in the virtue that's necessary, then he will remove them from us, only to prepare us for perhaps something even worse, because now we're going to need more virtue. And now that we've developed a little bit, now we can use it to develop it even more. And it keeps going until we can grow in true holiness. So don't get angry. Don't be bitter. Look at it from the positive side. See what God is doing. And then pray for the grace to accept and to cooperate, so that through that cooperation, God can make you the saint that he has called you to be.